T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh may never have achieved its enviable title of America's most livable city without the early environmental efforts of Mayor David L. Lawrence. Born in 1889, young Davy developed a strong work ethic and a love for his hometown while growing up in Pittsburgh's Golden Triangle. Lawrence couldn't afford college, so he took a job as a clerk for a powerful Pittsburgh attorney. Socializing with high-ranking local politicians early in his career, Lawrence soon gained recognition within the Democratic Party. By 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed Lawrence the U.S. Collector of Internal Revenue for Western Pennsylvania, and a year later, he became the chairman of the state's Democratic Party. Over the next decade, Lawrence amassed substantial political clout and in 1945 was elected mayor of Pittsburgh. During World War II, Pittsburgh was the keystone of the arsenal of democracy. The riverbanks were lined with factories and mills that ran 24/7 during the war years and contributed to the city's reputation as one of the most polluted cities in the country. The rivers were dirty, the air was unhealthy, and many businesses threatened to leave the region. But Mayor Lawrence aimed to revive his beloved city, forming partnerships with powerful members of the city's corporate community, including Richard King Mellon, the chairman of Mellon Bank. In 1946, Mellon, a strong Republican, and Lawrence, a die-hard Democrat, set their political differences aside and committed themselves to redeveloping and revitalizing the city. With leadership from the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, the unique public-private partnership brought extraordinary changes and cleaned up the city's skyline. Lawrence's accomplishments in his unprecedented 13 years as mayor helped Pittsburgh become a model of urban renewal.